All right. Well, thanks, guys. And I'm going to do a little bit of action this morning. And so, I, you know, obviously we keep these lines open. So I heard a little bit of crunching and noise in the background. So if you're, you know, if you're eating cereal or going to the bathroom or whatever, feel free to mute your phone so we don't all share that experience. And then, but please participate today because I kind of want to talk about that. You know, I just feel so much serendipity this morning. It's so good to hear Terry Staton's voice. I know he's been really busy, and so when he does have a chance to join us, you know, he always brings a spirit of Terry with him, and that is what I love about our family. And there's so, you know, this lead-up time, this loading, I call it the load-up or the loading time every morning on the call. Guys, that is our culture, and that's not just limitless. I mean, you are limitless. It's not Stephen Malin. It's we are limitless. All of us together combined make this culture, and we're all committed to certain principles. But every single person, you are unique, right? No other person has walked this planet ever that is like you. You're not duplicatable, nor should you be, right? You're never going to be your sponsor, and that's a good thing. You are you. And I always contend that if you are genuinely yourself, you have way more power than trying to be someone else. You know, Cindy is Cindy. You know why Cindy is such a great, you know, gabber with people? Because she's been doing it for a long, long time, and she loves to do it, and she knows how to read people. And I know she gets told every day, I'm not you. And you know what her temptation is? Well, then give me your leads. I'll talk to people. But guess what? That's not necessarily duplicatable. Cindy's not duplicatable. But principles of what we teach are duplicatable. You know, Liz has told the story so many times. In fact, Liz, I don't want to tell your story, but just take a few minutes because I want to cover a lot of things of you know, you starting out in this business and thinking, I want to be those people on stage. I want to be that. Just tell that story one more time because you genuinely tell it better than I would.
Well, once I really made the decision, you know, deciding to join network marketing, you know, after being in a state where there's tons of it, you know, and really doing this, what I think a lot of people do is putting up the cross fingers, you know, like stay away from me. When I finally had somebody present it to me as a business, I decided to join, but then I really decided to just go gangbusters, but I didn't know what to do. And so I went to every training, did everything that I possibly could, and just was so hungry for the knowledge to really learn the business. And that's why I got to work with the people, you know, that Cindy and Stephen Malin talk about, and meeting Stephen Malin is because my hunger for the knowledge to learn the business. And guys, even at that, what Stephen Malin have created is so much better. But you know, just really sitting on those front rows and going, I want to be like you, and letting them know, but being willing to do what they taught me and told me to do is why they were willing to bring me into that circle. And, you know, because listen, if you didn't do that, you didn't get to go. And I wanted to go so bad that I was just willing to do whatever they taught me. And I'm telling you, that hunger can lead you to the great places. And I do remember sitting on the front row with Malin going, you know, please, I want to be like you, and with Dan McCormick and Nathan Ricks and all of them. And I learned so much from all of them, and I'm truly grateful. So your hunger, your desire, and your willingness to do it are what will get you there.
Thank you. And yet, on that first day, if they'd have said, okay, time to get up on stage, you would have said, I can't do what they do. That's what you would have said. I can't do what they do. But in time, over time, you got to do that. And so Liz is Liz now today, right? And Pam is Pam. And Terry Staton is Terry Staton. And I swear to goodness, gosh, that I have this written right in my script. Can you imagine trying to be Terry Staton all day? And you can't be, right? He's going to write his own book. He's his own. He beats his own drum. And we all beat our own drum. Steve Campbell is freaking Steve Campbell, and Malinisms are Malinisms. And so that being said, I mean, I just said you will never be your sponsor, and that's a good thing. That being said, duplication is everything. It's everything in building a leveraged business. So you're going to say, wait a minute, what? You just told me that I'm not, nor I should be duplicatable, but now you tell me duplication is everything. I'm conflicted. So it's the system, right? It's the system that must be duplicatable, and you must use the system, but you got to use it being genuinely you, because if you're not genuinely you, then it won't come across. They won't even see the system, because they're going to feel, you know, a dog knows when you're scared, and people will know when you're not being genuinely you. Why do you think people want to know the real secret after teaching the system? Why do you think that has happened? Well, tell me the real secret. I know, you know, Steve and I, we tell that story often where we spend a whole day teaching people all of our secrets, all the tips and tricks for success. And then they volunteer to take us to the airport and go, now tell us the real secret, right? The reality is what that means is they're trying to be you rather than being themselves using the system. And I see this all the time when people are, when they run away from just talking to people, when they're trying to, you know, blast on social media, it's because they're afraid of being themselves and just talking to people. And then they get mad when they're like, well, I can't be Cindy and I can't do what they're doing. Cindy's holding back, right? And so they don't teach you, don't teach how to be you. Teach the system. That's the whole key. And the more you follow the system, the more you're going to naturally grow. That's exactly what Liz just described. And she listened to great trainers, on personal trainers like Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar. And I mean, there's some really great information, and she filled her brain with all of that. Because the more you follow the system, you're going to naturally grow as a person. You're going to be a better communicator and a better listener and a better storyteller. And you'll be a better people person. You'll be a better leader, and you'll be a better follower, and you're going to have better mindset and attitude. And so that's all part of just being genuinely you and getting through that fear of being vulnerable so you can just follow the system. And true success is having a system that anyone can follow. And when leaders like all of you are leaders. You're all leaders in your heart. You wouldn't be here every day. And when leaders like all of you follow that system, then guess what happens? We have a perfect storm and things really start to take off. And so this training series that we do, it breaks down our system into bite-sized pieces, and it gives you an opportunity every single day to grow personally with the principles that are going to help you be a better sponsor and a better person, like being curiously coachable, right? We're not saying be a good coach. We're saying be coachable, because when you are a good follower, you're a good leader, and if you're curiously coachable, then you'll just naturally be a better coach. Knowing your why, that's important. Asking the right questions in your genuine way while forming a relationship and listening. These are all things that every day we give you a challenge to be better at. We give you an opportunity to grow. And our most powerful follow-up mornings, guys, are when we hear someone who vulnerably shares something they learned. Not vulnerably teaches a new principle in a different way than the teacher taught the day before. It's when you genuinely, vulnerably share something that you learned. That's powerful. That's when people are touched. That's what makes people want to be a better person. And that's what I love about our family and what we do. So what is our system? What's our system? It's curiously talking to people to develop a relationship and trust. Right? While asking the questions that might uncover the things they want or want to be when they what they don't have, right? And so, you know, I mean, I can have a conversation with someone and catch up with them, but I might not have asked the right questions to find out what's really going on in their lives. Even my closest friends or my closest family, I might not be asking those right kind of questions, and I can still have a great conversation. I can walk away from that conversation and say, man, that was a great conversation. But did I have a conversation with purpose? And it didn't have to be in a way where they know I'm, you know, giving them the fifth degree. It's just asking questions in the right way, genuinely from yourself. And then finding if Limitless is going to be a good fit for them and help them discover that one thing. Guys, the majority of your time building this business is doing that very thing, having conversations and asking the right questions and knowing where someone is on a scale of 1 to 10, or what I say, going around the clock, and how close are they to high noon, right? That is what most of your time should be doing. And you can do it without any fruit, or you can do it fruitfully. And we call that filling your pipeline. You hear us talk all the time about filling your pipeline and having people that are at some process in developing that relationship of trust. Because if you've really asked those questions and shared and been vulnerable and been genuinely yourself, but you are passionate about what you're doing, and when the right time comes for you to share, they're going to feel that. And they're going to go, man, I want me some of that. And when they know that you're talking to them with, about what's best for them, then they're going to have trust. And they're going to say, I want more of this. I want to feel like this when I'm around Steve Campbell. I want to feel like how I feel when I'm around him more often, right? And so that's 90% of what you do is that. But it has to be done with purpose. And then the most duplicatable part about what we do is following the duplicatable system. You know, what you do must be duplicatable. How you do it has to be genuinely you, right? So think of the things that lose power if they're not duplicated. Let's talk about a recipe, right? If you don't measure out the ingredients in the recipe, or you don't cook it at the right temperature because you're in a hurry, you know, you want your cake fast. So if I cook it at 600 degrees for 15 minutes instead of 300 degrees for 30 minutes, will I have a better cake? Absolutely not. It doesn't mean you can't be yourself. Have you guys ever watched, who's watched the British Baking Greatest British Baking, I can't remember the name of the show. I've only watched it a few times, but it's totally entertaining. Anybody know what show I'm talking about?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Yeah. I watch it all the time. I love it.
They put out a challenge, right? They put a challenge out to make something. And everybody does it differently. But if they follow good cooking principles, good baking principles, then they win, right? And so it's not that they want everybody's, you know, result to be the same. That's not the point of the show. The point of the show is follow the principles and create something. And so a recipe has to be duplicatable. What about franchise foods? If you went to, I mean, not that we are touting that everybody go to McDonald's, but just let's use that as an example. If I go to a McDonald's in Paris or a McDonald's in California or a McDonald's in my hometown, do I expect those french fries to be the same and the hamburger to be the same every single time?
Yeah.
That's duplicatable. That's why they are successful. That's why they sell so many hamburgers, because people can count on it, and it's fast and easy. What about clothing sizes? What if I went to a store and I said, oh, I need a size 10, and one size 10 is too big for me, and one size 10, I can't get my right thigh in it, right? It has to be duplicatable. What about product? What about network marketing product? What about the products that you are falling in love with every day here at Limitless? What if they weren't the same? What if they weren't what if we weren't duplicating them the same? That would be a disaster. And your system for sharing Limitless is no exception. That one thing, the system, is a recipe, right? Forming with purpose will lead you to an opportunity to share that one thing. But why is just sending out a video and hoping that they're going to watch it, why is that not duplicatable? Why do we tell you, don't just share the video. Don't just send somebody, don't just text somebody a link and say, hey, I thought this might be interesting to you. Call me when, you know, give me a call. No, that's not the recipe. The recipe is you form them and get to a point where you can share that one thing by asking, hey, can I have 15 minutes of your time? That's something I'd really like to share. Or if they ask you, gosh, what do? You know what? When do you have 15 minutes? I'd love to share with you what I do. Right? And then sharing the video at a time when you know they've carved out time that they can watch it right then. It's only 6 minutes. It'll only take up 6 minutes of your 15 minutes. You can get through it. Now, you know, leading up to that, you know, you don't want to be a Stepford wife, everybody just being a robot and saying, if you could improve one thing about your life, what would it be? You got to make that yourself. You got to do it yourself. You got to do it in your way. Like how Terry Staton, every time I go to Texas, guess what? I have to take a Terry Staton dictionary so I understand what he's saying, because he says things in a different way, right? But I feel so great every time I'm around him and what he says. And so Pam had a great idea. Pam, are you on the line? I don't know if she was able to get on.
Yep, I'm here.
Pam, you had something. Share people your story that you shared with me about the gal that you just are in passing at the gym.
Yeah.
And how you're leading up to getting to sharing that 15 minutes of that one thing.
Right. You know what? She had asked me, we had a little conversation. She asked me, you know, what it is that I do.
And but we've only had just like these, it's, you know, we see each other at the gym, but I didn't have any contact information for her. I didn't have a cell phone number. She's not on social media. And so we had started to talk about it, and then our trainer had called the class. And so it was time to go on the floor. And so when we got done at the gym, as we're walking outside together to leave, and she's in a hurry, I kept thinking to myself, how am I going to get her phone number? What am I going to do? I don't have any information for her. And we just get these little tiny bits of conversation every time we see each other. But I wanted to share some more information about Limitless with her. And so I thought, you know what, I'm just going to, in order to get her phone number, I'm just going to say, hey, were you serious when you asked me what I do? Are you really interested in knowing what I do? And she said, of course I am. And I said, you know what, I have a little quick little video, a little snippet that I would love to send you. It's just 90 seconds is all. And, but I don't have your phone number. So if you'll give me your phone number, I can send you this. And it's going to tell you are my very most exciting thing that I get to share with in my business with what I do. And so she, of course. So she gave me her phone number. You know, my fear was, is I didn't want to say, oh, I'd love to tell you what I do, but when have you got 20 to 30 minutes or 15 to 20 minutes? Because it's clear to me that she's super busy. And so I needed to give her a little appetizer, just a little something. And I needed to collect her phone number so that I had the information for her. And so she willingly gave me her phone number. I sent her the 90-second video. And I felt really good about that because she was super excited about just that little appetizer and, of course, wants to know a whole bunch more. But to me, that felt like at least I got my foot in the door with her instead of trying to figure out when she could give me some time. Now, of course, she's willing to give me 20 to 30 minutes to talk on the phone, right, because she wants to know more. But I didn't use that one thing video to just throw it out at her. I used the 90 second to tease her, give her an appetizer so that she'd be thirsty for some more. So.
And yet, isn't that awesome? And yet, guys, here's the difference. It's like, did she say, oh, here's 10 people that are on my list, my 10 people in motion, and I'm just going to text them all this 90-second video and say, hey, I thought you might want to watch this, text me back, right? That's when you get crickets. And so there's a time and place when to use that. Isn't that a great idea? Who said I love that? Was that Liz?
Yes, ma'am. I love it. I think that's such a great idea.
So why are, now, here's another question, and I know I'm going a little long, but guys, this is so important right now. Cindy said, we're all going to learn how to do the demonstrator. There are things that we all have fear of, and I spent all day yesterday because I'm very familiar with Excel. I did the demonstrator. I know that. I buy all the software. It's on my phone. It's on my iPad. It's everywhere. And so when I hear people say, I hear Pam, oh, I just put it in Google Sheets and I've got it on my iPad. But I hear, you know, I tried to work with Becky and Becky was like, I'm putting in 773 and it's showing me I'm going to make $2,000 a month. I'm going, that's impossible. And yet she showed me and yep, sure enough. Because guess what I learned? In some cases, if you put it on your phone in certain ways, it unlocks the sheet, and so you might put something in the wrong place, and all the formulas get messed up. And it's not like we're trying to hide the formulas; we're just trying to protect it. And so I spent a better part of yesterday trying to figure out easy ways for everyone, even people with three thumbs, when it comes to technology, which is okay. That's part of being genuinely you. But there are certain things that we have to learn how to do, right? We have to learn how to do a three-way call. And we need to learn eventually how to use the demonstrator. And once we get past those fears, then that now you're part of the duplicatable system. And you can do a limitless demonstrator session in your own way, but following the duplicatable system. And guys, I could not be more passionate about this system. I've gotten feedback from people. You know, Liz said this morning, this is one of our best systems ever. Pulling together all the ramp-up videos, everything. We've been refining and tweaking it, and now all we have to do is take advantage of it. And so on the other side of fear is amazing success. On the other side of action is amazing success. On the other side of duplication is amazing success. On the other side of being genuinely you is amazing success. And so here's my call out to you guys. I want you to just really take stock of what is stopping you. Is it that you don't, that you feel like you've burned through your warm market, you don't have anybody to talk to? We can help you with that. Is it that you get tongue-tied when you're talking to people? Then go talk to a whole bunch of people without thinking that at the end of the conversation, you've got to get them into a that one thing session. Just talk to people. Just ask questions. Be a good listener. Improve that. You know, it, whatever that is, whatever your part of this entire system from end to end, go be you. But go take action and be duplicatable. Because, guys, it's out there and people need us. How many times do you hear Cindy say, oh, my gosh, people need us. There are so many people out there that need us. And they, if they would have just started, their lifestyle would have been better. It's so true. And we're all ambassadors of being that amazing, amazing tornado, that sucking sound of duplication where people can go, I can do that. I can do what Liz did. All she did was, you know, share a video, get me on the line with someone, and get me on a Zoom call for a demonstrator. I can do everything she did. She did nothing except for be a traffic cop, right? That's the key. So have a great day. Go out, take stock. I want to hear some vulnerable stock taking tomorrow because you know we all love support each other. And let's get out there and get this duplication done. Thanks, everybody. Sorry I took so long.